Hi, Talika. How are you doing today?
I'm well. How are you, Athalia?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. So, everybody, we have Ms. Karika Williams, who's a Christian entrepreneur coach, as well as the author of the ebook, Overcoming a Fear That Has Delayed Your Dreams. This sounds so real quick. Sorry. So, Karika, I have a question for you. I want to ask you, what encouraged or motivated you to become a Christian entrepreneur coach?
I would say I was already a coach or a small business consultant, I would say. I started consulting about a little over 10 years ago. And when it came down to me narrowing down on who my target market is or was at the time, I looked at that and I also looked at what I was most passionate about. I knew that I wanted to bring my passion of ministry into what I was doing as far as my profession and in my own business. I just didn't know how to tie the two together. So I didn't know how to tie my ministry into coaching and consulting entrepreneurs. Then when I began to look at who I was working with, well, a lot of the individuals that I was working with were people of faith. And some of our conversations would end up going towards speaking about our faith or believing what we believe God was going to do for us in our businesses and so on. So I took that encouragement just as a sign and a door to walk through and saying, you know what, there's no right or wrong. I write this path. I can write this story. If I want to work with Christian entrepreneurs, then I can work with Christian entrepreneurs and I can, you know, help a Christian entrepreneur. And at the same time, I can use my faith to help encourage them not only professionally, but also spiritually and personally. So just put the two worlds together and started helping Christian entrepreneurs.
Well, I follow you, as you know, on social media, and I love your content. It's very inspiring. It's very uplifting. It's very informative.
Thank you.
So thank you for that.
Thank you very much. That's encouraging. Thank you.
You're welcome. How long have you been
I started actually walking into being a Christian entrepreneur coach in the last 2 years. I've been coaching just on an entrepreneurial level, business level, I should say. I've been doing business coaching for a little about 10 years, but really it was business consulting. But then I learned along the way, people would ask me, can you coach me or can you mentor me? And I didn't understand the concept of what a coach was. I only knew what consulting was, just having a business school background. I would say, I don't know if I can coach you. I can consult with you. But people would begin to ask me, can you coach me? Can you mentor me in business and so forth? So that started about 2 years ago. So I began coaching on an entrepreneurial Christian level about 2 years ago.
Oh, okay. I imagine I imagine most, if not all, of your clients make you feel like, feel to yourself or say to yourself, thank God, thank you God for like this passion that you put on my heart. Is there one specific client that makes you feel like, after you consulted them and you've had that follow-up with them and they told you all these great things, that happened as a result of your guidance, is there this one client that made you feel like, okay, this is why I do this. I do this because of this right here. You had that one client that made you feel like that.
Yeah, I would have to say it's one client after the next for me. Every client that I work with brings out something different in me as well. I have a coaching client that I've been working with for the last 3.5 months. And she would probably have been the most unexpected client that I thought I would have gotten. And it has been just the most wonderful experience for myself as well, just working with her, because she came with only this idea. It was like, you know, God has given me some ideas for business and I've held on to them for so many years. And I just don't know what to do. And, you know, she told me it was something about me that she just connected with, and she felt safe and she felt like she could trust me and trust her God-given ideas. And I was humbled, for one, and it's just been such a great experience because I have watched her progress and grow, take these ideas that she's been holding on for years and actually start putting it into fruition and put it into motion. So most of my clients are already working in business to some sort of aspect, but she wasn't working in business at all. So if I had to choose one at the moment, I would probably say her, just because it's been such a transformational journey in such a short period of time. Her faith has just been increased. And she's walking in faith, and she's like overcoming small barriers of fear and challenges that have held her back. So if I had to choose one person right now, would be her. But honestly, overall, it's just each person tells me that. And, you know, sometimes we can't see things in ourselves, you know, that people see. Right. So to be able to have my clients and those I work with come back and let me know that, you know, my confidence and the passion that I have and that comes forth is what they are drawn to and what inspires them and helps their business grow and helps their faith be strengthened. That's so humbling, and I'm so grateful, and it's encouraging for me to just keep going, knowing that God gave me something to give to someone else.
Yeah, because you're helping them. You also help yourself, because like you said, when you see how they're prospering and how they're growing from your guidance and the information that you share with them, then that encourages you to keep going and, you know, keep helping more people.
Yes, it does. It really does.
So, Carrie, can you share with us like the 5 liberating tips and simple activities to make it happen?
Yeah, so I self-published a book last year, right at the start of the pandemic, and it is entitled Overcoming the Fear That Has Delayed Your Dreams. And it's a part book and part workbook. And what I discovered is that many of us have a lot of dreams. We have these ideas inside of us and things we want to do or wanted to do, and life kind of happened and got in our way. And we are powered by excuses, but lots of times our excuses are just powered by our fear. So I wrote this book, and it was a part of my life story, part of my testimony, how I recognized I was hiding behind a lot of fears that I used valid excuses for, reasons why, you know. Oh, no, I can't write a book, or I don't know how to do that, or I can't go back to school. I have kids to raise and this and that. You know, we always have an excuse of saying why we can't do something, and it seems very valid, right, at the time.
We're talking our stuff out of it.
Exactly.
Out of doing it. We want to do it, but we're afraid to take that leap, and so we're convincing ourselves that we can't do it for these different reasons.
Exactly. Like, we talk ourselves out of it and we don't realize that's what we're doing. And we, you know, fear, we don't know what'll happen, but fear tells us everything wrong will happen. And when reality, we don't know what'll happen if we never try. And if we try and it doesn't work, that's not the end of the world. Like, if we fail at something, failure is not defeat. You just get up and you come with a new plan to make it happen. So I wrote this book because at least 85% of my clients are pursuing different ventures, whether it's starting a business or expanding their business or writing or trying to self-publish a book or create a ministry. Most of the 85%, as I said, of my clients are those individuals that are saying, you know what, I've gotten to a point in my life where I really want to do this. I always wanted to do this, and I really want to do it now, but, you know, and that but is that fear. So I wrote this book, and I gave 5 liberating tips, first of all, and simple in activities to make it happen. And the great thing about it is I share my personal story about how I became a single mother unexpectedly my third year in college. And at the time, it was just the most devastating thing that could have happened to me at the time. It wasn't how I thought my life was going to go. I didn't expect to be a single mother. I didn't. I had dreams, you know, that I wanted to do. And as as I got older and my daughter got older, I realized there were so many things that I had put off because I was hiding behind fear. I was hiding behind fear of rejection. I was hiding behind the fear of disappointment. I was hiding behind the fear of failure, hiding by all these different fears that had that were birthed in me when I was left to be a single mother. And I finally decided I'm going to face these fears and not just face them. I want to overcome them. And then I want to go back and capture those dreams, those desires that I really do have in my heart that I have not pursued because of something that someone did to me in my past. And so in the book, that's what I get right into it, and I end up with these five tips. And it's like, you know what? The first thing we have to do is identify the root of our fear. We all have fear. Mm-hmm. Fear is not going mm-hmm. anywhere. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
even if
yeah.
we overcome one fear, it may be another one right there.
Another one. Mm-hmm. And then it causes anxiety. Or
that's right. It just causes all of this crazy stuff. So it's like, okay,
right.
let's identify the root of this nasty fear. And then we have to learn how to replace the fear with faith. And it's like, you know what? I choose faith over fear, which doesn't mean that we don't have fear and it doesn't exist. It just means in the face of my fear, I'm going to choose to believe that I can overcome it. I'm going to choose to believe in myself. Regardless of how I feel, I'm going to choose to believe that I am able and capable to do what God has placed in me to do. And then I said, you know what? You have to see yourself. You have to see yourself through the eyes of God, because we see ourselves one way. We see ourselves sometimes broken. We see ourselves as timid, but God sees us whole. You know, he sees us bold. And it's like, you got to see yourself the way God sees you and how he created you. And then I tell, you know, then I say, you know, you got to confront the fear from your past. Like, we have to confront it. We can't suppress issues, because that's what a lot of us do. We suppress it until we can't suppress it anymore, until something happens that triggers us. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And then it causes like a domino effect of other things. And then we have to be faced with that thing that we were trying to avoid. Or
in the first place. Exactly. And it's like, okay, you know what? If I would have just faced this and confronted this, put on, you know, my big girl pants and just confronted this at the time, I probably wouldn't be seeing it again.
Right.
But, you know, we live and we learn. And lastly, I stand on the fact that we are to live in our truth and be unashamed about it. You know, I was ashamed of what happened to me. And the reality was, it happened to me. It's my truth. I'm not ashamed. It made me a better person. So many of us go through things, divorce and abuse and rejection, and these things happen to us, and we become ashamed of what happened to us. You know, but it doesn't define us. It's just a part of what made us, and we overcome it. So that's the little nutshell of overcoming the fear that has delayed your dreams, those five liberating tips.
And you know what? I wanted to take you back a minute on what you just said when we said we're embarrassed and all that stuff. But one of the things that I have done that makes me resilient or more resilient is using or taking something positive from each negative experience I've had. I take that to build myself up. And so far, let me knock on wood, so far I have been able to take something positive from every negative thing, and that keeps my spirits high, because I know how much worse things could have been. So I take something positive from that negative thing and say, well, this is the upside of this horrible thing that I just experienced.
So this
is what I'm going to use to grow. And so for me, every negative situation is a lesson.
We learn from it.
We learn, right.
And I think the biggest thing we learn is what you said. We learn about our true resilience, because, like, when we're knocked down, the greatest thing that we can do is to get back up. Like, we are resilient. And that alone is positive. that whatever that was meant to destroy you, meant to break you, it didn't. It just made you stronger. It had to, because if it knocked you down and you were able to get back up again, to get some sort of strength within you to lift yourself back up and to keep going.
Okay. And I'm going to use you as an example. You were saying like the things that you've gone through, the negative things that you've gone through, and you were ashamed. You have this whole new journey where you're helping people. You're helping people based off of the negative things that you went through. So, and you help people. That's another thing that adds to your resilience.
Yeah. Thank you.
And so I appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And I'm just happy that I was able to overcome my fears and put myself out there, because I was by no means a social media butterfly. I was by, I'm a private person. I'm not shy, but I'm not, I don't really want to be on your timeline all the time and all this stuff, you know? But it was like, you know what? There's some fear that's in you. That's what I had to like talk to myself. There's some fear that's in you that's holding you back. And I had to come to the understanding that there's something in me that God wants to do for me, that I have something that people, someone out there needs and can benefit from.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't do that if I'm hiding behind myself and I'm hiding behind the fears that I'm trying to coach and tell people that they don't have to have and operate in, if I'm, you know, secretly hiding in my own fears. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's using you for good. You're doing an awesome job. On your social media. And if you hadn't told me that you were private and you not shy but private, I wouldn't have known, because you're doing a really awesome job.
Thank you. That's me jumping out. I just put myself on the ledge and I just closed my eyes and jumped. That's the only way I could have done it. It's like, okay, the pool is too cold and somebody gotta push you in, and you're like, why did you do that? But then once you're in, you start getting used to the water, and you're like, well, whatever, you still shouldn't have done that, you know?
No turning back.
Exactly.
No turning back. So I say that you say your mom?
Yes.
I'm sure your children are super proud of you.
Yes, I am a mom.
A good example for them.
Thank you. I have one daughter. It's her first year of college. She's in her first year of college this year. So, yeah, I pretty much do. She just saved my life in so many ways at, you know, 19 years ago, in so many ways that she didn't know, and she probably would never fully understand. But she's just a blessing to me, and I pray that, you know, she sees my walk and she sees the things that I do, and that inspires her and makes her proud as well.
Yeah, mom is doing it.
Thank you, baby.
You're quite welcome. Thank you. How can we all follow you on social media, and where can we buy your book from?
Well, you can follow me on social media on Instagram at Karika E. Williams. It is spelled C as in cat, A-R-I-C as in cat, A, the letter E, then Williams. I'm on Instagram, I'm on Twitter by the same, and I'm also on Facebook by the same, Karika E. Williams. You can visit my website, karikaewilliams.com, and you can purchase my book from there. And you can also purchase it on Amazon, and it's Overcoming the Fear That Has Delayed Your Dreams workbook, 5 Liberating Tips and Simple Activities to Make It Happen. You can find it on Amazon as well, and that's where you can find me. You can find me online everywhere. It's Karika E. Williams. Karika E. Williams.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed our conversation and just you sharing your story with us and how you got started and the awesome
Thank you for having me on your platform.
You're welcome.
It was a blessing. I enjoyed our little conversation on this evening. Thank you very much. I hope that you just continue to succeed and do great things in this path that you are on right here.
Thank you. I hope the same for you, and I know that you will. I'm sure
Thank
that you,
you
will. I'm going to continue to follow you and support you. yeah, but thanks again.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy the rest of your evening. You're welcome.
Thank you, Athalia.
Thank you.